Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield City Council last night approved the 2019 utility rate study.
We have water increasing to 1%, wastewater to 1.75% increase, storm sewer increasing to 5%, and garbage that stays steady.
Mayor Rhonda Pownell said the average increase to the homeowner will be just over $1 a month. She added that before the rate study, the increase would have been more. Council discussed the 2019 street reclamation projects. They'll be in the northwest area of the city and include a full reclamation of 12 inches, additional sidewalks, and repair to some curbs. The feasibility study was approved. There was, once again, some discussion as to how areas are assessed. Staff was given direction to review the benefit appraisal, in particular around cul-de-sacs. That will come back to them on November 20th for a work session. Staff has set a neighborhood meeting for November 14th. Pownell and Martig were in studio this morning. Their full interview is on KYMNradio.net. Pownell was recognized for her service to the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust last night during the council meeting. The current ice arena was brought to Northfield decades ago to be a temporary home while a proper ice arena was being built. Instead, it became the permanent home of hockey, for better or worse. Longtime hockey coach Brent Bielenberg gave a tour of the facility yesterday morning. The issues are glaring, not the least of which is the coolant system, R22, which will have to be replaced, but the handicapped accessibility is nearly non-existent. From the emergency exit door with a sign saying "Do not use" to the temporary locker room with a curtain that doesn't cover up much of anything to the mold on the ceiling of locker rooms, it will take some dollars to do the minimum necessary should the Cannon River Civic Center referendum not pass. At the least, the coolant system must be replaced by 2020. They could choose a cheaper method, but the most environmentally friendly solution, as Northfield Council last night approved a climate action plan consultant for $62,000, is to convert to ammonia. That will be about $1.8 million. To tackle other issues, such as space, will be complicated. And as for ADA compliance, in 2010, the updated regulations removed the grandfather clause. The estimate of renovation to the current arena is about $7 million. I have pictures on KYMNradio.net. The Northfield Cannon Falls League of Women Voters held a candidate forum last Saturday. I've posted the link to the video on KYMNradio.net. These are hour-long videos of candidates for Northfield School District, Northfield City Council, and Districts 20B and 58B House Representatives. And Rice County is looking for volunteers on Saturday to continue storm cleanup. County Administrator Sarah Falstead said there are shifts available between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Please call 833-643-7423. Volunteers will be bused from Rice County Fairgrounds to areas that need help. Bring gloves and rakes and wear appropriate clothing. News from around the state is next.